music trivia for a mini? Why not? This week, it's all one-word song titles. Nothing more complicated than that. These are all songs that have one word in their title. Got it? Good. Let's go. Number one. Alanis Morissette sang about rain on your wedding day in what 1996 song? Ironic. Number two, despite what you think you remember, it's only two times that Aretha Franklin spells out the title of what 1967 song? Respect. Number three, Vincent Price lends his voice to the end of what 1982 Michael Jackson song? Thriller. Number four, what 1998 Cher song helped push auto-tune forward as part of the art form? Believe. Number five, you don't need to don a lead suit to listen to what 2012 Imagine Dragons song? Radioactive. Number six, Pharrell Williams added what upbeat 2012 song to the Despicable Me 2 soundtrack? Happy. Number seven, in 1988, R.E.M. told listeners to do what in the place where you live? Stand. Number eight, what 1993 Cranberries song was about two victims of an IRA bombing and not the undead? Zombie. Number nine, All My Troubles Seem So Far Away in what 1965 Beatles tune? Yesterday. Number 10. TLC cautioned people to stick to the rivers and the lakes that they're used to in what 1995 song? Waterfalls. And that's it. There were a lot of songs to choose from, so this might make a repeat appearance in a future mini episode. What's your favorite song from today's answers? Let me know in the comments or on social media. Catch you back here on Wednesday. This has been the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. You can learn more about the podcast at dorkygeekynerdy.com. You can support the show and get ad-free episodes at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This show was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or want to turn your book into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Jimmy Harris has a lot to learn about girls. Then again, what sixth grade boy doesn't? As the sixth grade begins, Jimmy promptly finds himself in love with not one, but two girls. What's a boy to do? Luckily, he has football to distract him, and as the big game approaches, Jimmy must make a very big decision, perhaps the biggest in his young life. Jimmy and the Monroe Mustangs is a coming-of-age young adult novel that features one very special sixth grade boy who loves football and girls, but not necessarily in that order. Jimmy and the Monroe Mustangs by J.R. Hargrove and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible and iTunes.